Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast. Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease, and today we begin a new season. This season, we're diving into global crimes, infamous crimes from around the world. And of course, starting off, we dive into the world of narco subs. So first, I gotta ask you, what is the most valuable substance in the world? I mean, gold might be a good guess. An ounce of the stuff will cost you over $1,900. You pick up silver? Not so much. Easily $23 an ounce. The stuff goes for about as much as a really nice shot of vodka. Platinum is a decent guess at about $930 an ounce. But if you were to guess rhodium, we'd probably guess you know what's up. That'll fetch you about $5,000 an ounce if you get the rhodium on a good day. But if you don't happen to have pure rhodium on you, and that $1,900 for an ounce of gold still sounds a bit underwhelming, we've still got one more option for you to try. And that would be cocaine. Based largely on legally gathered data, we found that an ounce of the stuff on the streets of London could cost you over 2,400 pounds. Now, we should probably be very, very clear at the outset of this episode, given where it's going. Please don't try and sell cocaine or any other drugs for that matter. But if you were to, you'd be coming into possession of a very expensive substance that your local government probably doesn't want you to have. And that begs one key question. How much will you pay in order to keep it hidden? The answer apparently is a lot. And if you need proof, look no further than the narco submarine. Produced en masse by drug cartels around the world and ultimately capable of operating either partly or fully under the water. The narco sub is the criminal underworld's best method for getting tons upon tons of the drug across the sea. They're no small undertaking to build. Even a cheap sub will run the cartel between 1 to 2 million. But all that money is chump change when a single submarine can carry up to 100 million worth of product on board. In order to understand the narco sub, we first have to understand the world for which the concept was designed. That should already be clear from the 100 million a cartel can make by getting just one submarine to its target. Drugs are an incredibly lucrative business. According to Global Financial Integrity, the global drug trade is valued upwards of $650 million annually, meaning that it commands more wealth than over 170 of the world's nations. Alright, quick pause everyone. Let's talk privacy online. You know, I'm all about diving deep into true crime and controversial topics. So keeping my data safe is a priority, and that's why I use NordVPN. And honestly, you should too. NordVPN encrypts your online data, hides your IP address, and lets you safely browse the web, even on sketchy public Wi-Fi. Plus, it lets you access GeoBlock content from anywhere, perfect for binge-watching true crime documentaries from around the world. And right now, they're offering up to 72% off their plans. Yep, 72%. That's a crazy good deal for something that keeps your digital life secure and unrestricted. So click the link in the description to get this massive discount and secure your internet life today. NordVPN, online security simplified. But because the major cities of the world, where drugs are sold in high volumes, typically aren't the same places their product are manufactured. Anybody looking to sell their drugs first has to be able to smuggle them in. In the 1980s, sea smuggling was done mostly via so-called go-fast boats, narrow, powerful craft designed to go as fast as possible in order to outrun law enforcement attempts to intercept them. Go-fast boats, also called cigarette boats, have been around for a long time. And in the first few decades they were used, law enforcement and coastal patrol organizations would generally have to either chase them on their own go-fast boats or try to intercept them using a combination of helicopters and larger, slower ships. But as radar, sonar, and infrared technology have gotten better and better, these go-fast boats have become less and less useful, especially because they are not equipped with the same advanced technology as the people trying to catch them. But for a problem like radar, the solution, in principle, isn't actually so hard to cobble together. Just put the drug boats underwater, and radar isn't going to pick them up. Early attempts to solve this problem came by way of towed submarines, like the one found off the coast of Boca Raton, Florida, in 1988. In this incident, an unmanned 21-ton submarine had been towed behind a slow-surface vessel and equipped with a remote control so that it could be submerged if anyone came sniffing. Sealed from the outside, it wasn't meant to be piloted and had no navigational systems. Instead, the general idea seemed to be submerge it in times of crisis and hope that nobody from the DEA or Coast Guard noticed anything under the surface of the water. At the time, U.S. law enforcement was surprised by the craft, and since it was empty, aside from a few thousand dollars worth of ballast, there was no direct confirmation that it had been used for smuggling. Funnily enough, the salvager who found it was eventually allowed to keep it after nobody came looking for their narco sub. The discovery set off waves of speculation that went basically unfounded for decades, to the point where the idea of a narco submarine began to be regarded as a sort of black market Bigfoot in some circles. The general expectation was that narco subs were like the vessel found off Boca Raton, towed behind a ship and able to dive down to avoid detection if necessary. While others begin to wonder if independently navigating submarines might actually be possible for drug cartels to make, in 1995 an ex-Soviet fixer was arrested after trying to broker the sale of a retired Soviet submarine to a Mexican drug cartel. And a few years later, in 2000, Colombian police raided a warehouse in a suburb outside the capital city of Bogota and found a half-built submarine that, if completed, could have carried up to 200 tons of cocaine. With time, more and more of the subs started popping up, and eventually U.S. authorities believed they had been able to interdict over 10% of the subs in transit. Definitely not a high efficacy rate, but a good indication that a whole lot of subs were down below the waterline. Narco subs really broke out into the American public consciousness in November of 2006, when a Coast Guard ship 100 miles off the coast of Costa Rica sighted something they couldn't explain. Three snorkels popping out of the water where no submarines were supposed to be. Naturally, the Coast Guard did what the Coast Guard does. They got closer to check the situation out. When they did, the air pipes ended up being attached to an entire 49-foot-long homemade submarine. Its passengers included four smugglers, one AK-47, and 3 tons of cocaine with a street value of well past $50 million. It wasn't the first submarine caught that year. Several had already been picked up in 2006, and more in the years prior. But this one was tied to reports from earlier in 2006, when two men from South Asia had been identified as having provided plans to Colombian drug traffickers on how to make their submarines on their own. The next subs that got picked up were bigger, semi-submersibles, made from fiberglass with cooled exhaust ports that reduced their infrared signature. But as the cartels got better at building them, and better at building them in higher numbers, the world also got better at catching them. By 2009, the Colombian Navy had discovered 33, while the U.S. observed as many as 60, estimating that they moved at least a ton of cocaine every single day. In the early 2010s, narco subs began to be more and more prominently associated with FARC, the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, in collaboration with Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. Then, by 2014, American analysts had begun to work out a classification system to understand the kind of narco subs that they were seeing. In a brief prepared by two men, the crafts were broken up into three categories. One, low-profile vessels. They sat very low to the water, nearly but not quite submerged. Then you had self-propelled semi-submersibles that could dip below the water, and fully submersible vessels, which are exactly what they sound like. That was in addition to narco torpedoes, the towed version we mentioned earlier, as well as static narco containers, boxes that are bolted or placed magnetically on the underside of cargo ships. Now, we're not really going to be talking about those since they're fairly self-explanatory, but they at least deserved a quick mention here. In order to describe what a narco sub actually looks like inside and out, we've got to make some generalizations. After all, no two boats are exactly alike, especially when they're being built with no factories and few standardized parts to work with. But in most cases, a narco sub will have a hull made of fiberglass or steel, fiberglass for a lighter, harder to detect design, whereas steel is generally intended for durability or to carry heavier cargo loads. In terms of length, a narco sub can be anywhere between 12 and 20 meters on average, with the largest ever found being close to 30 meters. In most cases, they're powered by diesel engines, with significant portions of the interior dedicated to a fuel compartment. They can be human or remote operated, generally with a capacity of between 3 and 12 tons of cargo, a high percentage of which would be its fuel load. In terms of range, it really depends on the sub. As we'll discuss shortly, some designs are capable of transatlantic crossings, while others might only hold a small fuel load and be used for transporting large shipments over short distances. But as time has gone on, the subs have generally gotten faster. An 18-meter sub might be able to hit 18 kilometers per hour, or 11 miles per hour, not enough to outrun a surface ship, but enough to make sure they aren't hanging around anywhere for too long and just begging to be stumbled upon. Often they'll be camouflaged with paint, riding between 0.5 meter and 1.5 meters above the water, but almost no weight to speak of. Inside the facilities are almost always extremely cramped, with a crew compartment barely bigger than the smallest Manhattan.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
In studio apartments, shared between several crew members for weeks at a time. Toilets are a rare luxury on board, as are lights and luxury items like microwaves, which probably aren't going to be found in all but the swankiest of narco subs. In addition to the fuel compartment, any area of the boat that isn't explicitly necessary to keep its crew alive is going to be devoted to storing drugs. After all, everything on board a narco sub is done in service of the product. Comfort, or even survivability, is just a bit of an afterthought. While the vessels are out on the high seas, many suspect that they receive logistical support from innocuous-looking surface vessels. They could be refueling them in order to make longer journeys, resupplying food to keep everyone fed, and also giving them intelligence so that the submarines can avoid coastal and open ocean patrols. On occasion, more advanced submarines have popped up. Crafts that are dozens of meters long, with potential to dive up to 100 meters or more below the water, and with a functional range of thousands of kilometers. But just as hard as constructing a submarine like this is being able to build them away from the grasp of law enforcement is just as challenging. In Colombia, for example, early narco subs would be built in the jungles using teams of 15 to 20 laborers, who would be compelled to stay on the premises until the submarine was done in order to avoid its location being betrayed to local authorities. Relying on generators for electricity, these teams would cobble together their submarines using hand tools, without any of the elaborately machined parts that would have made them into, well, anything other than a death trap. Fittingly, these homebrew submarines were nicknamed Steel Eggs in Colombia for the tendency to disappear at sea. But the logistical management requirement for these sorts of operations deserves its own consideration. Not only does heavy material and expert personnel have to be transported to these remote locations, but they've got to get everything there without leaving a trail, and run a camp for the length of time that it takes to build one. Some estimates put the time needed for construction at upward of a year. One account of what it was like in one of the earlier narco subs came courtesy of a New York Times expose published in 2009. After interviews with a Colombian fisherman who had agreed to complete a trip in a narco sub, $3,000 in pay. Escorted by armed men in the Colombian jungle, the fisherman was put into a cramped three-section submarine where he and three others lived off dry noodles and bottled water in a 12 by 6 ton hull. The submarine navigated with GPS and steered with a splintered wooden wheel from a sailboat. It was carrying some 7 tons of cocaine, worth almost $200 million. The sub, moving at barely 7 miles an hour, checked in twice daily with a home base to get navigation coordinates. Although this particular trip was unsuccessful due to the sub losing contact and being set adrift, the fishermen explained that the submarine would be met by go-fast boats off the coast of its destination. The craft would be then offloaded and sunk, joining hundreds of others scuttled across the seafloor. Of course, not all narco subs are created equal. On one hand, there have been some truly impressive feats of homemade engineering that cartels and shipbuilders have pulled off around the world. On the other hand, there have been some more dubious achievements, massive interdictions by law enforcement, or exceptionally awful conditions on board. Now, it's important to give the same disclaimer that we gave about intelligence organizations. As a rule, we can assume that we typically won't hear about anything to do with narco subs unless something doesn't go plant for their operators. But even still, the efforts of global law enforcement have ensured that we've got some fascinating narco sub stories to talk about. A first big example cropped up in 2015 when the Coast Guard discovered a 40-foot-long submarine in international waters out in the eastern Pacific Ocean. An estimated 16,000 pounds or 8 tons of cocaine were on board, with a rough value of over nearly $200 million. But only about 3/4 of that could be removed by the Coast Guard, since some of it needed to stay in the sub in order to simply maintain its balance before the submarine sank on its way back to port. It was confirmed to have been the largest narco sub interdiction in Coast Guard history. 2019, a crew of three unfortunate narco submariners held the dubious honor of pulling off an unprecedented feat, completing the first known transatlantic crossing in a narco sub. In a journey of 27 days and nights in a 20-meter, 65-foot fiberglass submarine, the crew suffered a hot, cramped, and highly unpleasant journey from South America to a location just off the coast of Galicia, living off energy bars and probably the most unpleasant choice for an already small, smelly space, sardines. The crew endured brutal conditions. And speaking of the smell, the crew was consigned to doing their business in plastic bags. But nonetheless, they were able to make the journey of thousands of miles, hauling 3 tons of cocaine worth $150 million. It's important to clarify that this probably wasn't the first crew to make the trip, or even the 10th. Perhaps not even the 100th. But due to engine troubles, they were the first to be caught, thus confirming that these sorts of journeys are possible. For what it's worth, many experts speculate that there may well be narco sub graveyards off the Canary Islands, a valuable waypoint where the subs can be unloaded and sunk. But these rumors are still unconfirmed. Then, in 2020, Colombia picked up something odd. An electric-powered narco sub discovered at an artisan boatyard near Colombia's Rupi River. Unlike most narco subs, this one was particularly sophisticated. Run with twin electric motors and twin propellers, the sub was different. Unlike other narco subs, it featured bunks for the crew, as well as dive planes to help it control its own depth. Its carrying capacity was all of 6 metric tons of product, and unlike the vast majority of narco subs, this one could fully submerge. The craft was fitted with a towing ring, in keeping with the fact that its electric batteries would only have been able to take it a few dozen miles unaided, suggesting that this craft and others like it may still be towed behind slow surface vessels before being sent inland on their own. A similar electric sub had been found in the same area in 2017, suggesting either a common master builder or a wider trend of electric towed subs are basically unknown to global law enforcement. Very recently in the narco sub saga, a 2023 raid in the, apologies for butchering this, Caca and the Nariño departments, basically provinces in Colombia, led to the discovery of entire secret shipyards in the jungle. Operating out of the city of Buenaventura, the group behind the shipyards apparently wasn't tied to a specific cartel, but was instead made up of freelance builders marketing their services to various criminal organizations. Although it's speculative, the implications of this are twofold. Not only is the illicit narco sub industry developing to the point where large numbers of submarines are being bought and sold by expert builders, but building expertise is so valuable that these groups are able to operate semi-independently. One such builder, Oscar Marino Ricardo, was arrested a year prior in 2022 after 2 decades of narco sub design and construction. But even Ricardo, the so-called king of the submersibles, appeared to leave a void that was quickly filled by other professionals. And just shortly before, shortly after, in May 2023, the Colombian Navy intercepted the largest single narco sub ever recorded. At a length of 100 feet and a width of 10 feet, the sub was carrying 3 tons of cocaine en route to Central America before its crew of 3 were interdicted. In its grand history, this sub brought the Colombian Navy's total captures to 228, with 4 thus far in 2023. 2 weeks later, Colombia would get another. Its crew was midway through trying to sink the 5,000 pounds of cocaine that were on board. The sub was 55 feet long, crewed by 3 men, who are facing 14 years in prison. And in all this talk about narco subs, we've got to circle back once more to that key point we mentioned on the outset. You just don't know what else is down there. According to the U.S. Coast Guard's own estimates, the service believes that it captures barely 10% of the submarine traffic that passes through American waters. And given that not all narco subs are created equal, it's entirely likely that it's the louder, slower, or less professional piloted ones that are getting caught. Even these estimates of about 10% are based on statistics where more advanced, higher capacity, fully underwater submarines are hardly ever counted. In this realm, we simply don't know what we don't know. There could be only a handful of these subs in existence around the world, or they could be operating with impunity, with elements of construction and design that we don't even know are possible. Whatever the full reality of the narco sub is, it's hidden under the sea, in a place where few things are ever revealed. At least in full, I should say. Let me know your thoughts on this topic in the comments section below. Thank you so much for watching the True Crime Never Sleeps show. As always, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNS. As always, everything you give goes right back into this channel. And if you can't give financially, consider just giving us a thumbs up if you like our videos. Hit the subscribe button and bell notification button so you're notified of future videos. And of course, share this video with friends if you like it. So again, thank you so much for watching and tuning in each and every week.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.